This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. Right now, we have Jermaine Illuminor on the line. This giant call is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jermaine, how you feeling? I know you had to miss your first pro game on Thanksgiving, unfortunately. How's the health right now?
Yeah, getting better. You know, just a little banged up. I have a nice, pretty deep contusion in my quad, so I'm just trying to get that to where it needs to be so I can get out there and play. It's going good. Rehab's going well.
You expected to play Sunday or no?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to. That is for sure. I don't like missing games, especially you know, how hard I work. So my goal is to play on Sunday, and if I can't, it's just because Jack just can't run, you know. But my goal is to play on Sunday.
Okay, we're looking forward to seeing you back out there on Sunday. We didn't have a chance to talk to you last week because of the short week, and you guys had the game on Thanksgiving, obviously, that you missed. But the last time you took the field, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the post game, referred to your team as soft. Where are you at with the effort from the guys, how hard you guys are playing, what you saw from afar on Thursday?
So I didn't say soft. I just said I think the effort could be better. You know, I think I could have probably rephrased that more. You know, it wasn't so much effort. It was just more so I think that this is a very talented team, and I don't think that our record reflects that. So, you know, there's obviously something going wrong. And for me, it was just I was just emotional. I've never been 2-10 before. You know, this is a crappy season. Obviously, it's a failure of a season because you go into a season with high expectations. And to be 2-10, no one expects that. And I definitely didn't expect that from how OTA's minicamp and training camp was going. So, you know, I was a little upset after the game. I could have worded my responses better to the media. So, you know, it wasn't more so much effort. It was more so I want the team to give even more. You know, I know there's more that people can give. And, you know, there's always that level and that limit inside of you that you don't know exists until you truly go out there and just put everything on the line and truly try to reach that level. And that's what I was trying to get at. You know, in order to win in this league, you have to be able to play outside of yourself and outside of your talent. And because everyone's talented in this league, but you have to find a way and a will to win. And that's what I was trying to get at, you know?
Yeah, no, hey, listen, you guys are gladiators, man. What you put in and to see the record, it's tough, man. And we all misspeak, especially when we're emotionally driven here, and now you've had a little time to decompress and appreciate the context there. So if it's not an effort thing, and it's certainly, you said you didn't use the word soft, what is it? Like, what has really defined this Giants season to become 2-10? Why?
Still trying to figure out that answer myself, if I'm being completely honest with you. I'm typically someone who has answers, but, you know, for that question, I've been thinking about that this entire season. Every time we lose a game, like, why are we losing a game? I go back and watch the tape, and, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know what we're doing differently to, like, say the Detroit Lions or the Buffalo Bills or, you know, the Denver Broncos. Hmm. Or the Chargers, like teams like that, you know. I don't know I don't know how to answer that question. I'm sorry, you know. I've been thinking about it, but you know, like I said, I've never been 2-10 before, and every single year of my career, I've been fighting for a playoff spot. Even last year, you know, we were 8-9, but you know, we were fighting for the playoffs, and we would have won two of those last nine. Like, we went 5-4 with AP. We won two of those four games. We lost. We're 11-6. I mean, 10-7. Sorry, and we're in the playoffs. You know, so this is my first year that I've been eliminated from playoffs with this amount of games to go. So I'm still trying to figure that out myself, honestly. Mm-hmm.
So with Dota Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sal here on The Fan. And, you know, listen, some of those other situations that you referenced, whether it's Detroit, whether it's the Broncos, maybe this is the low-hanging fruit, but my easy answer would be, well, the quarterback play has been very good in those situations, unexpectedly in Denver, not surprisingly in Detroit. I mean, do you start there? I mean, think about what's gone on with Jones and now DeVito Hurd and then obviously Locke. I mean, it's hard to win without getting in the end zone, Jermaine.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Yeah, I mean, you know, typically, the difference between those teams and us, you know, we just had a lot of turnover at the quarterback position. You know, some of those things you can't really control. You know, this has been a thing in my career where I've had to go through that for the past 3 years. So, you know, I think it's more than that, though. Obviously, you know, quarterback is the most important position on the field. So it starts with the quarterback and then the offensive line and then defensive line and the receivers and the running backs and, you know, the list goes on. So there's a number of things that can factor into why you're not having as much success as you want. You know, and I'm sure after the season, I'll just look at it again and go through the tape and try to look at every game and see what I could have done better or how I could have helped to get this team where I believe that they should be, you know. So that's really what I can do, just look at the tape and see what I can do better for next season and, you know, these last four games.
And how do you get that message across, Jermaine, to other teammates in the locker room? It was my mistake before. You're right. You said, obviously, effort. There were other guys, multiple guys, who said soft. So it was just a bunch of different comments that were coming out after that loss prior to the Thanksgiving game. And it seems like a lot of frustrated guys, whether it's veterans, whether it's rookies, doesn't matter. How do you get that message across that you just said to us as far as being accountable and trying to finish strong here to the other team where it seems like, I don't want to call it a fractured locker room, I wouldn't go that far, but a team that certainly is down being 2-10 on the year?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the locker room's any different. You know, I'm in that every single day. You know, guys are still tight, you know, still all my guys. And, you know, we all still get along really well, you know, but we work too hard to not be winning games, and especially lose 7 straight. No one expects that. No one wants that. So a lot of the times you're going to see guys just get emotional about that and expect more. You know, I expect a lot out of the team. I know, you know, Leak, Dex, AT, Slay, right? A lot of the veteran guys, a lot of the leader guys, a lot of the guys who are in the public eye more expect a lot too. So I think that's where the comments come from. But yeah, I mean, you don't go into OTAs and minicamp saying, oh, we're probably going to lose a couple games this year. Nah, you go in and say you're going to go 17-0 and win a freaking Super Bowl. So, you know, when the realization hits you that you're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish this year, it sucks, you know. Like I said, this is the worst record I've ever had in my career, and it's not a fun thing to admit or see or say and be going through, but at the same time, too, it's up to me to figure out how I can finish out this season strong and really put my best effort out there for not only this franchise to see, but the rest of the league to see, and for me to keep showing who I believe I am.
You know, Jermaine, a bad record or a losing record is not always, doesn't always mean that the culture is bad. All right. Sometimes, a lot of times it does, but it doesn't always mean that. From the outside looking in, we know what the record is. Can you tell us about the culture? What is the culture of this franchise right now?
It's hard to create a culture when you're losing, but I guess, you know, just to fight in every game and to just try our best ever to win. You know, it's hard to try and create culture when you're losing and you're 2-10, but every guy out there is going to go out there and just give everything they have.
you know, try to win the game. So I guess that's what you could somewhat call the culture. You know, it's a tough question to ask when you're losing so much, you know, and that's,
yep.
that's not meant to offend anyone. It's just that's the honest truth.
Yep.
You want to win as much as you can, and in order to create culture, like, you know, I keep going back to Detroit because I remember for a couple of years they were down in the dumps and then out of their best in the NFL. You know, they created a culture where they would, like how Dan Campbell said a couple of years ago, people loved him, like they're going to bite kneecaps. You know, people loved that comment a couple of years ago, but now they're like, well, damn, look at them now. They're the best team in the NFL. So that's their culture. You know, that I guess they're just biting freaking kneecaps, but they're going out there every single day in every game with an intent. You know, I think that this offseason, the leaders of the team really need to get together, and we need to just figure out how we can prevent this from happening in the future. You know, I'm going to be here. I don't want this to happen again. I certainly don't want to feel this way again, and I'm going to make sure I do everything in my power to make sure that this does not happen again and make sure that going into next season, we really put ourselves in a position to get the most out of that season, hopefully get to the playoffs, because that's the ultimate goal, to get to the playoffs. Then when you get there, anything can happen. So that'll be the goal next season, to make sure we put this team as far as in a position to win.
Thank you, Jermaine. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck on Sunday. Hopefully you're healthy and out there and you guys can finally get a win at home.
Yeah, that is the goal. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. I know it's
stand-up guy.
We appreciate it. Yeah, it's a time.
Dude, it's not fun.